Greetings and blessings, friends. The sixth line of the mystical prayer Ana B'Koach says, Yachid Ge'e La'amcha Penei, oneness or unity of being, turn your face toward your people, Zochrei Kedushatecha, those who remember your holiness. There's a wonderful paradox here, one of my favorite paradoxes, actually, in that the divine name used in this verse is Yachid, which means oneness or unity. So this name overtly hints at the understanding that what we call the divine, or God, is not a separate entity, not a being within a larger reality, but rather God is the larger reality. God is the oneness within which everything separate exists. But then it says, Ge'e la'amcha penei, turn your face toward your people. So now, suddenly there's not one, but two, because I'm asking God over there to turn his, her, its face toward us over here, as if we are something separate, something other than God. The next words make the duality even more pronounced. Zochrei Kedushatecha, those who remember your holiness. So we're over here remembering the holiness of God over there and asking God to face us, meaning that all of our efforts in remembering holiness should bear fruit. It's a prayer that we should be rewarded with the experience of the holiness rather than just thinking about it in our heads. This paradox is, of course, the whole point of spirituality. It comes from the understanding that, on one hand, there is a unity or a wholeness to everything, as it says in the Eleinu prayer, Ki Hashem Hu HaElohim, that which we call God or divine is existence itself, and Ein Od, there is nothing but existence. There's nothing but God. Vahu haya, vahu hove, vahu hiye batifara, the divine is all that was, is, and will be in radiant splendor. And that's from the Kabbalistic hymn Adon Olam. And yet, on the other hand, in the morning liturgy, we read Bakshu fanav tamid. You have to actively seek out the divine presence, even though there's nothing but the divine presence, because the default human experience tends to not be the realization of the yachid, the oneness. In fact, it's often the opposite, right? This is poignantly reflected in the liturgy of Yom Kippur, in the vidui, the confessional. It says, Elohai shelo notzarti eini chadai, my God, even before I was formed, I was not enough. Ve'achshav she'notzarti ke'ilu lo notzarti, and now that I am formed, it's as if I'm not formed. Afar ani b'chayai, I am dust in my life. Kal v'chomer b'mitati, how much more so in death. This Yom Kippur prayer sounds like kind of a downer. But really, it brings home the basic condition of our natural self-sense, otherwise known as ego. Ad shelo notzarti eini chadai, even before I was formed, I was not enough. That's the fundamental feeling of ego. I'm not enough, I have to become more, I have to have more, I have to get better, I have to look better, I have to somehow complete myself. So the prayer is crying out, look, even before I got here, I didn't even have a fighting chance. The deck was stacked against me because the very feeling of being a someone, of being a being, is inherently one of incompleteness. Ve'achshav she'notzarti ki'ilu lo notzarti, and now that I am formed, it's as if I am not formed, meaning I'm never fully formed. No matter what I do, there's always this sense of being almost defective, right? No wonder there's such a booming self-help industry, right? So what's the solution? There are really two parts to it. First, Zecher Kedusha, remembering holiness. Now, by holiness, I mean something very specific. As we move through time, our default is to be aware of the things that are passing through our experience. That means all the content, all the stuff that happens, all the people we deal with, all our responsibilities, good things, bad things, and so on. But behind all of that experience is that which experiences, the open space of awareness within which everything is coming and going. So that awareness is kadosh, holy, meaning that it is utterly transcendent of everything else that we normally fixate on. So to be zochrei kedushatecha, the ones who remember your holiness, means that you simply remember the space of this moment that's always present. It doesn't mean that you somehow forget about all the stuff that's going on also. That would be insane and irresponsible, right? But it just means that you balance your awareness of the always unstable, always incomplete world of form with the ever-present and ever-complete wholeness of this moment. And when you do that, you can begin to see more and more that you are actually that wholeness, that your awareness isn't something you have. It's not your awareness. It's something you are. You are the awareness. So when you really remember this, when you really become Zochrei Kedushatecha, you will know that you are not the Yetzir. You are not the ever inadequate form. You don't have to, and you can't, perfect yourself as form. That's why Yom Kippur comes every year. Right? You don't get atoned and then you're all done. It's like eating. You just had a wonderful meal, now you're fed. You never have to eat again, right? It's like my beloved father-in-law. Whenever he eats a really big and satisfying meal, he says, "I'm never eating again." The humor, of course, is because no matter how much you eat, a few hours later, you have to eat all over again. So that's why on Yom Kippur, you just let yourself be hungry. Because you are not the hunger. You are not the form. Rather, all forms are perceived within the openness that you are, the vast field of awareness within which that sense of me appears. But that's only half of the equation. The next step is to practice your zicharon, your zikr, your remembrance, in your actions. And this takes a kind of radical self-honesty. You have to ask yourself, when I do such and such, is that coming from ego? Meaning, is it coming from a psychological need to enhance my self-sense, to make myself feel better about myself, to feel more recognized, more worthy, or whatever? And if the answer is yes, then the next question is, how can I transform my behavior so that it instead embodies the realization of the Yachid, the oneness? There's a hint of these two levels in this week's Torah portion as well. Parshat Shoftim begins, Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha b'chol she'arecha. Judges and officers you shall place in your gates. So what are the Shoftim? What are the judges? They're the ones who are supposed to discern the truth of something and then make a decision based on that truth. And what are the Shotrim, the officers? They're the ones that enforce the decisions of the Shoftim. These two functions in society also represent two functions on the spiritual path as well. The job of the mind is to help us to navigate through time and make decisions. For this reason, the mind is constantly judging everything, preferring this over that, pronouncing things as bad and good, and so on. And of course, this is totally necessary. But the side effect is that you can become entirely focused on the incompleteness of everything. And that creates tension and stress. And the more you experience the incompleteness of things, the more you experience yourself as incomplete, as never quite adequate. Because on the level of form, that's totally correct. Nothing is ever complete. Everything is in motion. Everything is needing other things to get even a temporary completion, right? Just like when you eat, you feel full, but sooner or later you have to eat again. But as a shofet, as a judge on the spiritual level, you have to judge the judge, in a sense. You have to see clearly how your mind works, how it automatically fixates on the incompleteness through its constant judging and thinking, and how that creates a sense of me, a sense of ego that is also incomplete and needy. Then, as the awareness that sees this, don't get drawn into it. Don't get seduced by it. Instead, accept this moment as it is, without preferring that it were different, without rathering something else. As it says in the next line, lo takir panim, don't give preference to someone, velo tikach shochad, and don't take a bribe. Meaning, don't get sucked into the judgments of your mind that have an ego-enhancing motive. This stepping back from your own judging mind creates a kind of space between you and your mind so that you can feel yourself not as the inadequate me, not as the ego, but as the space of awareness within which everything is perceived, including the feelings of the ego. So that's the first step. Shoftim, transcendence of the mind through awareness of the mind. The next step is the shotrim, the officers, because no matter how deep your transcendence is, it won't necessarily make its way into your behavior unless you deliberately choose to turn away from your old negative patterns and create new positive ones. That's why a few lines later it says, Tzedek tzedek terdof leman tichye, fairness or justice you shall pursue so that you may live. It says tzedek, meaning justice or fairness, twice, because the first tzedek is that you have to be impartial with regard to everything arising in your experience, accepting everything as it is. But then the second tzedek is to look closely at your behavioral patterns and choose actions that embody tzedek, actions that are tzedakah, that are in the spirit of love, healing, and tikkun olam, meaning improving on the world of form, healing, helping the world of form, rather than just doing things that create or reinforce conflict and suffering. So to practice this zikr, this remembrance of tzedek tzedek, the inner acceptance of all that arises, and the outer doing of love in the world, let's chant yachid, which means unity or oneness, zochrei kedushatecha, remembers of the kedusha, of the transcendence. When we chant yachid, oneness, have in mind to accept all that arises in your experience in this moment. And when we chant Zochrei Kedushatecha, remembers of the transcendence, have in mind to embody that transcendence, embody that oneness in your speech and in your actions. If you'd like to add movement to it, you can open your hands, palms up for Yachid, and then bring palms together into a prayer pose for Zochrei Kedushatecha. So let's sing. Zochrei. And coming into meditation with the three portals, bringing your right hand to your heart. And consciously offering your awareness to the fullness of whatever arises. Offering your awareness like a gift to this moment with Lecha. Lecha. And bringing your left hand to your belly. Letting awareness flow down from your belly into your hips, down into your legs, through your knees, into your calves, ankles, and feet and toes. Feeling your awareness fill your lower back and your belly, rising up into your lungs and heart, into your shoulders and neck, and spilling down your arms, into your elbows and your forearms, hands and fingers, and rising into your skull, relaxing your neck muscles, releasing excess tension, bringing a little smile to your lips, feeling your awareness inhabit your body, so that your body is a temple of presence. Chanting, Na'ase, we will do, we will continue to return presence ever more deeply to the body. Breathing in. Na'ase. And bringing your right hand to touch your forehead, becoming aware of the awareness itself, that as it fills the body, it also extends beyond the body, taking the form of whatever it is that you're perceiving around you, with your senses, that this awareness itself is borderless, formless. Vinishma, breathing in. Vinishma. Keeping Atahu going in your mind, so that when your mind wanders and you realize it, you just gently, without judgment, without effortfulness, you just gently bring it back to Atahu, again and again bringing it back. And we will sit for 7 minutes. And coming out of meditation with the three portals once again, right hand in your heart. Taking the attitude of offering your awareness as a gift with Lecha. Lecha. And bringing left hand to your belly, connecting with your body. Letting your awareness rest in your senses and in your breathing, in your limbs, in your muscles, with Na'ase, breathing in. Na'ase. And bringing right hand to touch your forehead, aware of the formless awareness itself. Venishma, breathing in. Venishma. Atahu, all blessings to you.